This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Here we go. How you doing? Everything good? Chris Ranji here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. You can be listening in on the Odyssey app as well, and you should have downloaded that to your phone by now. So we're going to do a lot of Bear stuff tonight. A decent amount anyway. We're going to talk to Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. He is covering the Bears and has been. And we'll talk about what's coming up in the draft and, of course, the moves they have made up until this point and what they still have to do moving forward, because there's plenty to do. This team is far from complete, though they have definitely improved, I would say, in the last week. A lot has happened in the last week or so. So we'll talk to Patrick Finley. We are going to talk with the Score's Bruce Levine, because as all this baseball or football stuff is happening, with the free agency period coming up next week, and Wednesday is a big day. A lot of things, of course, can happen up until Wednesday, and we'll start to hear about potential deals that are going to happen once that free agency period really gets going on Wednesday afternoon. But that's the big day, right? So we're trying to wait and find out what the Bears are going to do. So we'll talk to Patrick. But while all of that is going on, you realize that spring training baseball is happening. Yeah. Both the Cubs and the White Sox have been participating in the Cactus League in Arizona. And I can't think of anybody better I want to talk to than Bruce Levine. Bruce is my guy. He is the Score's baseball insider. He is going to join the show today. And Alyssa Bergamini, who is the pre- and post-game host for the Bulls right here on 670, also the in-game host at The Rate. You've seen her at The Rate. If you've been to a ball game there, you've seen Alyssa on the microphone, and she's a member of the Score team. We're going to talk to her later in the show as well, all right? Is that acceptable to you? Okay, good. I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767 is our phone number to visit with the Score all the time. And don't forget that you can download the Odyssey app and listen to the show. And you're also, you just heard our guy Mark Grody. He was on. He's getting ready for the upcoming draft next month. And we're still a long way up from that. But the Take the North podcast you can hear on the Odyssey app with our guy Mark. Looking forward to Mark and Dan Wiederer, in fact. All right, so here I know that we're going to get into baseball here really quick, so I almost don't want to jump into Bears just yet, because we've really started all of this, you know, we got the baseball talk coming up here, and we're going to have to take a break here in like a minute, but I think that what we can do here is still get very excited for football season, even though baseball season hasn't started. We're in this really, I'm finding myself in this strange period where I have historically, once baseball season rolls around or it gets close, you know, we get to spring training, we're done with the Super Bowl, we are weeks removed from that, I usually am kind of done with football. And I don't mean that I'm done with it for the entire year, but I'm kind of, look, I'm ready to move on to baseball. Got a couple of teams in town that we can pay attention to. And for me, summertime is baseball time. And usually when it comes to the draft, in years past, I haven't been so invested in what the Bears do, because I am here looking to, you know, just sort of watch baseball. You know, regular season games are coming up in a few weeks. That season is going to matter. And I don't really pay all that much attention to a football offseason as a fan. But I have to tell you, the last couple of years, this has been the most exciting. And then really going back to when Justin Fields was still the quarterback. These Bears offseasons, in lots of ways, have been a lot more exciting than some of the games themselves have been. And I find myself more personally invested in what's happening during the offseason, which I find, look, if you know me at all, this is nuts to me. It's crazy that this is where my mind is. That typically I've been, all right, what are we still talking about football for? It's March. We should be talking about baseball. We should be talking about upcoming baseball here. The games are going to start in 3 weeks. Let's talk about that. And instead, I am so fully invested in what the Bears are doing during the offseason that I'm surprising myself. This is madness to me. And this has really been about a last 4 or 5 years development. It's really, truly exciting that we are in a situation where the Bears, if they do this right, have the potential to really be something special. And maybe it won't happen this next season. Maybe it'll take a little bit. Maybe we'll have to sit through this for another year. But the fact that we're on the verge of this, or at least it feels like they are, I'm in an unusual place right now. I'd like to know how you feel about this. And maybe you're one of those people who just really pays attention to Bears football and nothing else all the time. And if that's true, then fine. But for me, this is kind of a new experience. I am so fully invested in what they're doing. And now I have to bring myself to say, hey, baseball's going on. Ronj, baseball's happening right now. And so to talk about that with us, we have the Scores baseball insider, Bruce Levine, who joins us. And Bruce, first of all, let me tell you, I miss you. How are you? I feel like we haven't spoken in 2 years.
Oh, you don't call, you don't write, you don't email, you don't text. I mean, what can I do? And now you're talking about a team that went 5-12.
I know.
And raised their ticket prices 10%.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, they don't deserve any publicity right now.
Hey, you know what's really funny? Let me say, this is something that I remember a conversation with you. I don't know if you'll remember this, but we were in the White Sox clubhouse, and this was, I mean, it was at least 10 years, and I'm thinking it's closer to 15. And it was a September, and the football season starting. It was a Sunday afternoon game, and football is on the TVs in the clubhouse, like football pregame stuff. And you said, we were standing next to each other, and you said, you know what? This is kind of the most depressing time of the year, because here is September. It's the best month of baseball. We've got these playoff races, and the pennant chase is happening, and everybody starts paying attention to football. This is so depressing. Do you remember having this conversation?
Because yeah, I do. I mean, I look, I've had it many times. I'm a Chicago Bear fan. I love the Bear fans. I love the franchise tradition up until about 96 or so, when Wani's last year. After that, you know, it's deteriorated so badly over 30 years. And again, the McCaskey family, people don't want to listen to me talk football, but I'll say for a second.
I kind of want to hear it.
McCaskey family are really fine people, wonderful people, okay? They're not good football owners, okay? They never have been. They haven't hired the right people. Maybe they've gotten it right this time. I'm hoping for Bear fans that they have. That's it.
Well, I hope you're right, Bruce. And it does kind of suck a little bit that football dominate. If you're a baseball fan, that football dominates so much on the book ends of the season that it almost takes control of the beginning of the baseball season because everybody's talking about the draft. And then at the very end of the year, their football season starts and the baseball season's wrapping up. So all the attention goes to football. But
yeah, I'm not going to look. You and I are not going to change that.
No, I know.
Football is not only America's sport. It's Northern American sport. It's, you know, it's king after soccer. You know, it's the biggest sport in the world, I would guess, you know. So with that in mind, you know, we will move on to baseball. My little world of Major League, Minor League, World Baseball Classic baseball, and people going to Japan to play this next week, and a team trying to lose less than 121 games this year. Where do you want to begin?
Let's start with the good stuff. Let's start with the Cubs going to Tokyo. The guest hotline is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. We are joined by Bruce Levine. So this Tokyo series, I don't know how you feel about these London series, you know, in the middle of the year or opening up the series in Tokyo or wherever else. I mean, football's doing it too, but I love the fact that baseball and these other sports are really doing everything they can to expand. Clearly there are great Japanese players who have come here. So Japan loves baseball, but it's still nice to have these early season series somewhere else. I like it.
I'm all for Japan, okay? Because the culture, it's always been a baseball culture for over 100 years, right? Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig traveled there 100 years ago and had, you know, winter time, they would take a caravan of Major League Baseball players there, and it became a huge sport in Japan. And now we're seeing the evolution of Japanese baseball right in front of us with them coming to America, not only playing equally, but dominating in a lot of ways. And I think it's fantastic that they're going there to open it up, and I'm crazy about it. I think it's great. London, I have no idea why Major League Baseball would go to London, okay? There's no good reason other than executives from Major League Baseball wanting to take their wives and significant others to London for a trip.
Are you going to go?
I am not.
Or did you go last year, I mean?
To London? No, I didn't, but I went to Japan in 2000 when the Cubs opened up the season against the New York Mets, and it was fantastic. The people there are outstanding. Tokyo is the cleanest big city I've ever been in my life. The people run their lives on precision, the trains, the buses. It's just a remarkable place with great food, and I love the Japanese culture, and you know, so many of my friends now in the Japanese media who have come over here and covered Major League Baseball for the last 20 or 25 years. It's great. I wish I was going again, but I am not.
Well, that's okay, Bruce. We need you back in the States anyway. So as Cubs Cactus League play has been ongoing, and we know they've done a little bit to improve during the offseason, what specifically are you paying attention to during spring that you think might matter most once we get to the regular season, or at least might help you project something for the regular season?
So depth in bullpen and depth on the bench, okay? Two things that were really waning different parts of 2024 for the Cubs. Their bullpen was a mess in May and June last year, and that's basically how they lost being able to compete for the playoffs. The bench was, with all due respect to everybody other than Mike Tauchman, they were not major league quality bench players, okay? And they have gone out and they've gotten some really quality bench players, some good-looking young guys. Gabe Workman is a Rule 5 player from Detroit who has opened a lot of people's eyes with a big left-handed bat. Power, can play three positions. We don't know if he can play three positions well yet, but they've had him at third, second, right field. Third looks like the position he can play. So I'm excited for Cub fans that there is depth there. The bullpen, you know, going out and making the trade with Houston and making a couple of trades with Houston, you know, certainly getting Tucker, which is huge. And then, you know, going to the bullpen and solidifying that too as well. So with that in mind, I'm excited for Cub fans that they can be a team that could win their division, okay? Injuries aside, we don't know about that. But right now on paper, I'd say they should be right there with Milwaukee. 1-2 as far as the division, with Cincinnati maybe being one trade away from being right there with them.
Yeah, I don't know how much you care about those Picota projections that come out, you know, but I think the first one came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and their projection for the Cubs this year was about 91 wins. And they had everybody else in the division, which this isn't going to happen, but they had everybody else under 500. So that's not happening. But as you look at the Cubs, could this be a 91 win team? And if it is, that has to be enough to win the division, right?
Don't know. I mean, you know, you can always project. I mean, did anyone have Milwaukee last year winning more than 90 games?
Right? Well, here's the thing about Milwaukee, Bruce.
They didn't.
Every year I do this, and I don't know what I think maybe we've talked about this before. Every single year I say there's no way Milwaukee. I'm not even worried about them. And every single year they're at the top of the division.
Right. They've drafted well. They've developed well. They have smart front office people, good managers. They've had two really good ones now, Council now being with the Cubs, Pat Murphy now being the manager there with the Brewers. Front offices have done a terrific job, transferred from one guy to another, but both very smart guys. You know what? It's the little engine that could over there in Milwaukee, and they've done everything right. And you don't automatically, what did they win, 92, 93 games last year? You don't automatically eliminate them because they lost, you know, their top, one of the top closers in the game in Williams, and then Adames, who's an outstanding shortstop. You don't know if you can make up that production, but, you know, I wouldn't bet against Milwaukee until the proof was on the field.
Talking with the Scorer's Bruce Levine, and looking at the other side of town, that team that practices in Glendale, Arizona. So far in spring, they're 3-10. Normally, I don't care much about spring training results when it, and I don't think you do either, when it comes to wins and losses. But that record sort of jives with what happened last year. Is it going to be nearly as bad as we saw in 2024 with them?
It could. It could be. Again, the White Sox are building pitching arms right now. They're still not there with their position players. There's probably three or four jobs that are still wide open for the White Sox in the field, maybe more. The fact is that it's hard to project them scoring runs. They were a horrible offensive team last year. They were a bad defensive team. They actually pitched okay at certain times during the year. And that's the strength of their minor league system right now, with some really outstanding young pitchers coming along. Might be a year away, you know. But again, I like their future, but I cannot tell you, Chris, that they won't lose 115 games or 120 games. I can't tell you that because I don't have any proof right now that they're going to be better. The only thing I can tell you is this: if they're going to lose and lose a lot, they're going to lose with more promising players on the field. Okay, and I think if you're a White Sox fan, that should encourage you to go out, watch some games, try to project the future, know that it's not just a bunch of veteran guys that they're trying to plug in so they can win 72 games, okay? That's not where they want to go. They don't want to spend another $60, $70, $80 million in payroll to lose 70, to win 72 or 73 games. It's not serving anybody anything in a positive way going forward. It's easy for me to talk about. It's hard for me for Chicago White Sox fans because I feel for them. They're great fans, and they deserve better. You're probably not going to get a lot of results in the win and loss column this year.
Yeah, and you know it's not in a good spot when the thing people seem to care about the most is them ending up with new ownership. That's the storyline going into spring training that right this second people are more interested in than who's going to make the team, who's going to be on the roster. So as you've been following this story about Justin Ishbia, who wants to potentially own this team, and, you know, going back to last year, I think it was October, where Jerry Reinsdorf was reportedly open to selling the team at some point, how much traction will this get, and do you think it's likely?
I think it's likely, but not right now, and not this year, maybe not next year. I think down the line that he's the number one person out there to buy the team. He's bought up quite a bit of the equity among some of the people who owned stock in the, you know, that were limited partners with Jerry. Jerry's the only general partner with the team, so he has total control of when it's sold and how much it's for. But, you know, Ishbia has bought up an awful lot of the limited partnerships, and I think he's in position with the Reinsdorfs. I think they know each other very well. I think there's a trust there, and I think there's a good chance he'll be the next owner of the Chicago White Sox. Cannot give you a date on that. Jerry is still firmly in charge. Jerry wants to see this turned around. Jerry wants to get a new ballpark. One way or another, those are his goals to his legacy of owning the Chicago White Sox. New ballpark and a better product on the field. Both are not right on the screen for anybody to see right now, but that's the direction he's going.
Where are you right this second?
I'm sitting in a car in a parking lot in front of a PetSmart and a good Italian restaurant where I'm meeting my friend Tom Scherer. You remember Tom?
Oh, Tom, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a really nice Italian restaurant in Scottsdale, and him and his wife Lisa. I'm going to meet with them, and they're sitting there right now looking at their watches.
Oh well, that means you better hurry up and go.
No, I mean, you know, we got two more minutes. I can just tell you this about the White Sox. They're in really good hands with the front office and the coaching staff. I really like Will Venable. I think people will feel that he's a smart baseball guy no matter how many losses they take. I think he's going to be able to lead this team. I believe in Chris Getz and the people he has around him. Again, can I give you a time when the White Sox are going to be better? I cannot. I can't.
All right. Well, I'm looking to you for answers, so I know you don't have them now.
The answer for White Sox fans, and again, I'm spending their money for them.
Yes.
Come out and enjoy Southside baseball. And again, I'll tell you the same thing on the north side. Don't let the record get you down. But I know it's expensive, but there's dates and there's special days to come out and see the game with your family of four where it's not going to cost you everything you got. So out, it's the greatest.
That might be a tough sell for people, Bruce, but we'll see. Hey, by the way, there's a text message who says, I remember the morning the Bears got Khalil Mack and Bruce got stuck talking about it instead of baseball for the entire show. Did you have like an inside the clubhouse or something? And then the Khalil trade happened?
Yeah. And instead of Mitch just kicking me off the show, which he normally does when a Bears thing happens on a Saturday, I stayed on and David and I talked that trade, which was huge, and it amounted to very little, didn't it?
Well, it was fun for a little bit, but, you know, we know how the playoffs ended. Bruce,
yeah.
Tell Tom I said hello. Thank you for hanging out with me for a bit. I'll let you enjoy an Italian dinner in Scottsdale.
And you know, inside the clubhouse is only a few hours away, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with Ryan McGuffey, and our guest will be Ben Brown of the Cubs, and Michael Tuchman, yes, of the White Sox, will be joining us. Have a great night, Chris. Great talking to you and catching up.
You too. That is The Scores. Bruce Levine, baseball insider here on 670 The Score. As I mentioned, we are going to talk to Patrick Finley. He will be with us next hour. Alyssa Bergamini is going to be on the show as well. She covers the Bulls, and you'll see her at Sox Park all summer as well. That's a lot happening here. Alex Kuhn, how you doing back there, bud? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Everything's peachy. Everything's great. Yeah,
we had some technical issues, but we have them ironed out, I think. And you've been a real trooper, and you're the best. So why don't I take a break? Because you've been yelling at me for 6 minutes to do that. So should we take a break now?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
We can definitely do that.
Chris Ranji filling in tonight. Why don't you talk to me? I love you. 312-644-6767 on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chris Ranji in tonight until 9 o'clock on 670 The Score. Then it is BetMGM Live. It's good to have you along for the ride. We've got this phone number. It is 312-644-6767. There's also a new way that you can reach out to us on The Score, and that is if you have the Odyssey app, which I have it. I put it on my phone. You better have put it on your phone. And when you're listening to The Score, there's this button, and the button says send a message. And all you do is you tap that button, it'll give you a countdown, and then you just start talking. You talk into the phone, you record a voice message, you send it to me, you send it to the station, it'll be heard by the producers, and if it is coherent, if there are no bad words in it, you might get to hear yourself on the air. How's that sound? So send us a message directly from the Odyssey app, which is totally, totally free. And we think you ought to do that. As I mentioned, the Take the North podcast you can hear on the Odyssey app with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer. It's all the Bears coverage you could possibly handle. We on the show tonight are going to talk to Patrick Finley. He'll be with us in the next hour. I want to talk to him about the Trey Hendrickson possibility as the Bears continue their offseason, which is, as I said at the top of the show, I'm in a weird spot, and I have been for the last few years. I think if any of you have listened to the station for years, if you remember me at all, I did White Sox coverage for a long time. So I spent a lot of time invested and immersed in baseball. That was my thing. And once spring rolled around, we're here in March, and the only thing I really cared about at that time was baseball. I have gotten into this very strange place in my life, and I'm wondering if anybody else is there. I get the feeling it might just be me, but I am now in this place where I am so invested in what the Bears are going to do during an off season, when typically I'm on the other end. I'm thinking, come on, man, who cares about this draft? Baseball's coming up. We have regular season baseball. These games are about to count, and it's going to be just a few weeks before these games count. This is baseball time. Why do we care about an event where we're just picking players and we're not going to see those players on a field for months? Why do we care? But I am so the opposite of that now. I'm finding myself less invested in what's happening on a baseball field, and all I care about is how much better the offensive line's going to get, or whether or not they're going to pick up this defensive end who could be an absolute game wrecker for them. How are they going to continue to support Caleb? This is all I'm thinking about. This is it. You know what I think this is? This is me growing as a person. They used to tell me that, you know, once you became an adult and you got to a certain age, you just are who you are. And you're never going to be anybody else. I disagree. Either I am living proof that that is not true, or I'm just a remarkable person.
You're a remarkable person, Chris.
I think, Alex Kuhn, listen, I think I might just be special. That I have become a new person. I am no longer invested in spring training like I once was in March. I am now thinking about free agency for the Bears and the draft coming up. And the draft is over a month away, or almost 2 months away from the draft, really. What am I doing? Who am I? I'll tell you who I am. I'm somebody who's grown as a man. I have become a real man. Let me know if you're in my position. If you are one of these people who was like Bruce Levine and I were, mad in September because the best part of the baseball season is just beginning and everybody turns their attention to football, and mad during spring training when the season's about to get started and everybody's talking about football, to now becoming somebody who only cares about what's happening with football. This is absolute madness, and I don't know who I am. Alex Kuhn, producing the show back in the studio, I don't know what kind of Bears fan you are, or what kind of sports fan you are. I don't know if you're one of those people who's like me, that you're very compartmentalized when it comes to sports seasons, where you kind of care about the offseason, not that much. You're really only interested in the season that's going on in the moment. Are you like this?
I'm a sicko, though. Like, I don't know. I was going back and watching some of the – I was like, let's see what Drew Dahl – I have the NFL Plus subscription. Going back and watching, like, end zone view of Drew Dahlman tape and Will Fries, and, like, thinking to myself, wow, I really hope they get Trey Smith, because this free agent class sucks. And then he gets franchise tag, you get that punch in the gut, and you're like, oh my God, what are they going to do? And then they go out and make several trades. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, Chris. Right there with you.
They're better. The Bears are better. And here's the thing. I have been so fully invested in the last two quarterbacks. I put everything into Justin Fields in terms of support, because I really still do believe that he could have been a pretty good starting quarterback, and the organization did him no favors. He had his own issues, and he still has some of those same issues. But I think there's enough there for him to be at least a decent quarterback and potentially really good. They just didn't put him in the right environment. Okay, I'm still a firm believer in that. And I was fully invested in what they did during off seasons to help him. In fact, I remember 3 years ago, I remember filling in on this station, having a conversation with Matt Spiegel and saying, this upcoming is the most important Bears offseason of my lifetime that I can remember. And that has only gotten surpassed like twice. So last offseason was the most important Bears offseason of my lifetime. They draft Caleb Williams. They try to give him some weapons. They completely neglected the offensive line. And this year is now again the most important offseason for the Bears. They had to hire.
Doesn't this feel dirty, though, like in a way?
In what way?
Like, oh, are we? I don't. I'm all for Ben Johnson, and I love the fact that they're bringing in good offensive linemen, and they're thinking about developing that position.
Yeah,
but like, isn't there that piece in your head? Like, are we falling for this again? Them winning the offseason again?
Okay. Okay.
Like, just somewhere tucked in the back of your head.
Yeah, there's a little piece somewhere. There's a little piece of that, because I think if you're a Chicago sports fan, you kind of always have to have that in the back of your mind somewhere.
Skepticism.
Yeah, because you have been fooled over and over and over again. And it doesn't just happen to Chicago sports fans, but it happens a lot to Chicago sports fans, and probably more than others, where the offseason is built up and there's no payoff, where the payoff never comes. And I can go back to, it's not that long ago. I mean, we're talking, 13 years ago, when the Sox went all in. Remember All In? Where they brought in Adam Dunn, they re-signed Paul Konerko, they still had a pretty good pitching staff around, and that was supposed to be they're keeping the band together shot of winning the whole thing. And they had one of their worst seasons ever, only to get worse this year. I mean, this past season ended up being the worst, as everybody knows famously. But you got teased then. You then got teased in those couple of years where they were a real true World Series contender, when Tim Anderson is MVP Tim Anderson. You got teased and no payoff. We had the Justin Fields, the end of that one season, and thinking, oh my God, this guy he's special. This guy could be really, really great. And you're excited about the offseason before the next one, and talking about how all these quarterbacks the Bears have drafted, for whatever reason, this one feels different. This quarterback feels different. And then there wasn't a payoff. And then they draft the generational prospect. We've played this out a million times. You know what I'm talking about. And there wasn't much of a payoff. Except, Alex, I would say this past year, I was far more pleased with what he did than I was with Fields. And it looked like there was enough there. And it was pretty evident to me that he wasn't the problem. He was a rookie quarterback who was put in a really bad position, and a position that was much worse than any of us really thought it was. And it was kind of like, you know, they used to say, and I don't know if this is still true or not, but you know the Jaguar, the car?
Yes.
They used to say that that is a real piece of crap, that that car, it looks great. Like those old 80s Jaguars, 80s and 90s Jaguars had a real cool look to them. I liked them when I was a kid. And people used to say, I don't know if this is true or not, if you're a car person and I'm talking out of school, don't yell at me. I don't know anything about cars. But this is what I was told, that they're just under the hood, real pieces of crap. And that's kind of what the Bears were this past year, that everything looked right. I mean, you go and get all these receivers. You get a good running back in Swift. You think, all right, this is great. But the engine, the offensive line, was crap.
And the coaching staff.
And the coaching staff. And we were just so excited about what they had put together. And we, I think that excitement, it got out of hand. And it wasn't about the quarterback. It was about everything around him. And I think it is pretty evident that while he was a rookie and made some rookie mistakes and clearly has a lot to learn, as every single rookie quarterback does, that dude did really damn well in this environment. Really well. And I'm going to tell you something. I one of my favorite yet least favorite activities is when there is a like a post from NFL on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and they show a highlight, and the highlight is a Caleb Williams highlight. I like to read the comments, and I know I shouldn't, but I like to read the comments. And in the comments, invariably, there are just all these people from not Chicago who are talking about what a bust he is.
Yeah, this it's already started.
Yeah, and I get angry. I get angry, like, going, you people didn't watch these games. You didn't see what was going on here. You didn't. You weren't here. You have to watch every game to know really what was happening with him. And I think it is absolutely clear that while he has things to work on and improve on and did make mistakes, as a rookie, as rookies do, he was absolutely let down by the organization. And I like to think that they are really, this year, this offseason, moving in a good direction in trying to help him out, truly.
It's like last year was a mask-off moment for the entire organization.
Right? Right? And maybe because the mask came off, that's why they went and got their guy in Ben Johnson, and they didn't let somebody else take him. Maybe that's why this happened. It seems like they had a real come-to-Jesus moment. And I hope I'm right. And yes, maybe, Alex, as you say, maybe we're being fooled again. I don't think so.
No, but you got to the point of what I would eventually get to. You should have skepticism, but I think when you draft somebody number one overall and have that type of hype, and he comes in and does what Caleb did last year while not perfect, and you were told all offseason long, oh, we're a quarterback away. It's just the quarterback. It's just the quarterback. Yeah. Well, once we get a quarterback, we're going to be fine. And then to see the letdown from the coaching staff and the entire organization, it reminded me of Robbie Triano, my coworker here at 670 The Score, is a Lions fan.
Yeah,
after they fired Matt Patricia, the fans revolted, and ownership figured out, yeah, we're going to have to do something, or we're going to be in a world of hurt.
And I think the Bears have figured that out. I think maybe that's the area where we're being fooled, but it sure feels like they have. And we're only going to find out in what, about 8 months? We'll know in about 8 months if we've been fooled or if they're on the right path. That's Alex Kuhn, who is producing the show for me tonight. I'm Chris Ranji. We are going to pause for a moment, and we're going to come back. We have an hour to go, an hour to go tonight. Patrick Finley will talk some Bears with us. I want to ask him about some of these things we've just been discussing. Patrick Finley covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He will join us next on The Score.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.